ladies. So I thought I should do a quick live on how to get over an unsuccessful interview without internalizing the rejection. I just thought about this because I was just remembering a time when I had an interview and I was very qualified for the position. I was actually overqualified. I was qualified, I had the experience. I thought the interview was easy. I thought we gelled and then didn't get the job. And I was so crushed because I really thought I had made it. And so I started feeling bad about myself. I started feeling rejected and really feeling down. And on reflection on it, I realized that it had nothing to do with me. And I want to talk about that. So obviously, if you are looking for a job, if you're looking for greener pastures, you might find that, you struggle to get a job and then you finally get that interview and then it doesn't go well. And usually then sometimes we then internalize that rejection. I might have not been good enough, or I might not, why did I even do that? Why did I put myself through that? Maybe I'm not good at this interview thing. Maybe I don't know how to articulate myself well. I know that anyway, I didn't think I was qualified enough. And also because as women, we have been conditioned to want to be perfect. We tend to avoid things that would create failure, or that would feel like a mistake, because then we internalize the mistake so much. And one of the reasons why we internalize the mistake so much is because of the trauma that is still unresolved. So what happens is that every time an event happens, the subconscious mind tries to create meaning around what happened. And what it does, it usually then goes to the most significant similar experience that we had that is similar. And usually, it's usually trauma that has not been resolved. And when we go through trauma, we create meaning around that. So we might have created the meaning that it's because I'm not smart enough. It's because, so you might have gone through trauma as a child and then created a story around that. Maybe I'm not smart enough, or I'm not good enough, or I mess up things, or I never get chosen. Whatever the decision that you've made, when you go through something similar, your mind goes and looks for that and then creates that as the meaning towards what is happening right now. So the reason why I wanted to share this video is that sometimes it has nothing to do with anything. Sometimes you might not make it through an interview because they already had a person. You might have not made it to an interview because they didn't think you'd fit with the team, not because you're not good enough, but maybe you're overqualified, or it's a very laid-back environment and you look like, oh, you're so hectic. So there might be so many reasons why you didn't make it in that interview, but because there's still unresolved trauma around rejection, you might just go to, I'm not good enough. I don't do things well. Anyway, what was I thinking? And I also think another reason is that we don't share enough stories around our failures. So we always hear about successful people succeeding, doing things right, and going and just having these opportunities and just studying and doing well and getting these great jobs. It's always about success and not enough about the failures and the mistakes that people have made, so that when you make those mistakes, you can see that you're not the only one. I just finished reading a book about women, very successful women. It's called Mistakes I've Made. And I found that such an important book, because it's very, very successful women that we look up to who tell you about the things that happened to them that were not fun, situations that happened to them that were hurtful, so that we are able to see that it's not just us, so that when we go through mistakes, we know that it's not because we are not capable, that everybody goes through that. So if you have gone through such an experience and you just think, maybe I don't have it, maybe you just have it and it has nothing to do with anything, it's just your unresolved trauma around rejection that is making you internalize that as a rejection of you. Okay, let me know what you think.